This is the Environment Report from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The U.S. and Canada are working to restore populations of a prehistoric fish in the Great Lakes that was nearly wiped out. We went out with a crew of researchers to find out what they're doing to bring the sturgeon back. We're on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service vessel, the Neme. Researchers are crowded onto the small boat headed to Lake Huron at the St. Clair River. Lake sturgeon gather there. We weren't on the water long before a river tour ship packed with grade school kids pulled alongside.
Who knows what we're doing out here today?
They'd been taught about the lake sturgeon research, but we'd not yet pulled in any sturgeon to show the kids. A lot of fifth graders got the chance to see and touch a sturgeon at the annual Sturgeon Festival at Port Huron. Sherry Faust is an organizer.
They're just so cool. They're so unique, being the largest fish. And they're rare. You don't have the opportunity to see these, and these biologists are bringing that opportunity to us so that other people see this fish and touch it and look at it and learn from the biologists.
Faust says the kids learn about endangered and threatened species around the world, but they don't realize there's one just offshore of their own town. Sturgeon are ancient. The Tyrannosaurus rex was around about 70 million years ago. The sturgeon was around another 70 million years before that. Instead of bones, this fish has cartilage like a shark. It has a sort of armored plating to protect it. Young sturgeons have these sharp barbs along the ridge of their backs that will tear your hand open if you're not careful. These fish can reach 300 pounds and 100 years old. But the commercial fishers of the 19th century had no use for them. James Bowes is with the Fish and Wildlife Service, and he leads this team. He says sturgeon would tear up the nets of the fishers back then. So they killed the sturgeon. The fish were used as fertilizer on fields or dried and burned for fuel in steam locomotives.
You know, sturgeon were the bad fish at the time, but caviar ultimately was one of the things that they determined was of value. The smoked sturgeon was valuable.
And then the sturgeon was overfished. We're out here trying to catch females with eggs and males to fertilize them. As a long fishing line is pulled in, they find they've hooked one.
Big one, right one, big female.
Looks big enough.
We can see 20 feet down into the clear water. Several agencies on both sides of the U.S.-Canadian border are collaborating to try to repopulate the sturgeon. Justin Shiat is another Fish and Wildlife Service researcher. He says they're still learning about the sturgeon. They know they spawn in rivers, and they're going to put eggs or small sturgeon in the Saginaw River in Michigan and the Maumee River in Ohio. They plan a couple of ways to see if they can get the sturgeon to return to the same river when they're mature.
We're stocking fish from the Genoa National Fish Hatchery and Toledo Zoo, where there's a streamside rearing facility along the Maumee River, to compare those two stocking strategies.
The researchers tag every fish. There's an external tag for commercial fishers to report when they find a sturgeon, and a sonic tag for other researchers to find. They want a better idea of how many sturgeon there are and how far they travel. Daryl Hondorf is with the U.S. Geological Survey, and he surgically inserts in the sturgeon's abdomen yet another kind of tracker.
This is a little like, in fact it is, open-air surgery.
This is all sterilant. Make sure we keep the wound and tools as clean as possible.
Hondorf says with these trackers, they've learned that the lake sturgeon actually spend a lot more time in the river than previously thought. Instead of just spawning there, the trackers show some fish never leave the river. The researchers are hopeful about the work they're doing, but James Bowes says they won't know whether it worked for sure for a long time.
20 years from now, so in 2039, we expect those 2019 fish to be mature, both males and females, and traveling back up those river systems to reproduce.
The tour ship again pulled alongside with more school kids. After showing them a 50-pounder, Justin Shiat asked me to help him lift an even larger one.
You guys want to see a bigger one?
That sturgeon was 88 pounds.
Hold on, Lester. Hold on, Lester.
These kids learning about lake sturgeon today will be adults when and if this sturgeon restoration project works. With the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.